I have a picture to share with you. What is this? A basketball? You shoot hoops with it? Do I get to use a gun for that since I'm shooting them? Well, how do you shoot a hoop? Oh, you throw it. And you try to make a basket. I am just not very good at that. You guys are really smart. You know, as I studied this week, I read a story about two brothers, Andy and Pete, and they loved to play basketball in their driveway, and they were really good at it. One day, Andy was out riding his bike, and he saw this building that had some letters on it. YMCA. And as he got closer, he heard basketballs being bounced. He thought, man, I got to go check. YMCA, yeah. And he said, I got to go check that out. Somebody's playing basketball. Maybe they'll let me play. So he followed the sound into the building, and it was downstairs, and there was a basketball court, and there was a bunch of kids, and there was one guy, and he was helping them, the coach. And he stood by and said, man, I don't know how to ask if I can play. And the coach asked him, so you want to come and play? And right away he jumped in, and he played, and he just had a great time. And the coach asked him after the game, he says, you want to stick around and you want to play with us for a while from now on? I'll give you a shirt and you can be part of the team. He was really excited about that. So excited he jumped on his bike afterwards. He rode home and he told his friend Pete, I found this amazing place. You got to come and see. And they let me play there. And he came and they both played. And they played basketball all through junior high school together. But something happened right after junior high school that kind of changed that. Thanks for raising your hand. They became grown-ups. Out of the mouths of babes. Yes, they did. And we just can't play basketball like we used to. One, not that I ever could. That's another story. One of the boys, Pete, he kept growing and growing. He got to where he was. By the time he got out of high school, he was 6'5". So he played on the high school basketball team. He ended up playing on the college basketball team. He played pro basketball for a while. But his brother Andy, well, he was average height. He ended up being about 5'10". They still played together, but he didn't make the basketball team at high school or any of these others. He never really shot as many baskets as Pete. But he sure loved to play, and he did something very special for the game of basketball and for his brother Pete. What did he do that was very important? What do you think? He helped his brother. He told him about the YMCA basketball, and the rest is kind of history. In the Bible reading today, there's a man named John, and there were two men, Andrew and Peter. They were following him, but then John said he saw Jesus. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Andrew followed him. He says, I want to see what this Jesus is all about. So Jesus showed him. He spent the day talking with Jesus. And he got so excited, kind of like Andy with the basketball. He ran to tell his brother Peter, you got to come and see this Jesus. And they both ended up following him. Peter went on to be a big leader of all the disciples and kind of important, wrote a book, and Andrew was just kind of in the background. He never really did all that, but he did something very important. What did he do? What did Andrew do that was important? Yeah. Did he tell his brother about Jesus? Yes. He did. Is that kind of the most important thing? He is. Did somebody tell you guys about Jesus? Did somebody tell you? Jesus talks to us through his word, doesn't he? Good job. So we read the word, we tell others. So you may not be, you know, a huge grown-up person, but you are very important because you can tell your people, not that kids aren't important, because you are. You can tell people about Jesus and about his love. Do you think he likes us to do that?
Yes.
Do you think he wants us on his team?
Yes.
Maybe we should get t-shirts like that. But in the meantime, should we talk? We do, yes we do, from Vacation Bible School. Should we pray to him? Should we talk to him? He loves it when we talk to him. Lord, we thank you that these guys are here. We thank you that you know them and that you have sought us out and that you have saved every one of these guys. And as they grow bigger and taller, some of them will be bigger than others. We know how that works. But Lord, as they grow, we ask you that you would help us as a church to also help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them grow bigger and taller in the faith. Be with us, and we thank you for these guys. In Jesus' name.